When I traveled to Fukushima 10 weeks after the disaster, it was hard to take photographs. The destruction was so vast, you couldn't contain it in a single frame. Sometimes all you can do is look. And now some Japanese photographers are helping others look at what happened with the photos they've taken. Their work is part of a special exhibit about Fukushima opening here in Boston at the Museum of Fine Arts. It's called In the Wake, Japanese Photographers Respond to 311. Anne Havinga curated the show, and she told me about the first image people will see. It's by the photographer Nobuyoshi Araki.
As he usually did, he went out onto his balcony that morning and photographed the sky, the clouds in the sky. After the disaster and the nuclear disaster, he went back and took a pair of scissors and gouged that photograph. And he gouged many photographs to express his frustration, his anger, to show that everything has been touched by this disaster.
What do you think all this says about these artists' kind of gut reaction to this event? They're not just looking at it. There's an emotional subtext here, too.
There's a lot of profound emotional subtext. There's deep resonance to this work. A number of our photographers who were particularly interested in the nuclear damage tried to express the invisible damage, because if you go to the exclusion zone, you wouldn't necessarily see that it was a contaminated area. It's lush and growing and green. So a number of the photographers who have gone there wanted to interpret what they saw and somehow convey the invisible damage, the anxiety that people in Japan still feel about this nuclear disaster, the unease.
Tell me about one of the photographers and what their relationship is to this part of Japan, the northeast that they call Tohoku, where Fukushima lies. Did they live there and now feel this kind of great kind of loyalty to kind of continue representing it? Or are they just Japanese and just really upset?
Well, there's a mixture in the exhibition. There are some photographers who came from the area. One of them is Masato Sato, who had lived there in the area as a young person and who went back and who walked in the woods and made these reverse negative prints about the invisible damage. He's one. Another person who lived in the tsunami region who made very moving work is Naoya Hatakayama, who lost his mother in the tsunami and his ancestral home. And he took it upon himself to photograph the evolving recovery of his town. He photographed the cleanup. He photographed the rebuilding. And in that community, they're taking down a small mountain in order to use the earth to raise the level of the shore to protect them against the eventuality of another tsunami.
Is it hard to make that connection, though, between, you know, the worst radiation disaster, the worst nuclear disaster since Chernobyl, and, frankly, pretty pictures? I mean, what do you think the people are going to walk away from this exhibit thinking?
I wouldn't necessarily call them pretty pictures. I think they're beautiful in a deep and resonant way. For example, one of the photographers has been making beautiful pictures of the mushrooms in the radiation zone, mushrooms being something that the Japanese love to eat, mushrooms being extremely absorbent, and they absorb radiation, of course, a lot of the radiation, and mushrooms making people think about the atomic mushroom cloud. So I think that this is an exhibition that will really make people think, and I think they'll come away feeling fulfilled by having experienced something that feels monumental and epic.
And having a senior curator of photographs at the Museum of Fine Arts here in Boston, thank you for coming in and telling us about this show.
Thank you so much.
That image of a mountain becoming a seawall at PRI.org. This is The World.